Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is Wes Hockowitz, representing all of us short people together, kicking butt, doing what he does for a living, and I appreciate it. Wes Hockowitz, we have been broadcasting live. How long have we been broadcasting live? On Twitter and or YouTube? So since July on YouTube.
Yeah, and Twitter for about a month now.
You are the very first guest that's come on this show that was fixing their hair before they came on the show. You're the very first one. I look up. Hockowitz is like, has his phone up, like fixing his hair and all that. Man, something else, man. Something else. Put you on Packers.com and look at you go. Look at you go, Wes Hockowitz.
I'm very self-conscious, Sparky. You used to do radio with me a long, long time ago. I think you know that by now. But I didn't have to do this stuff on camera. But what's great about you calling me out for that, on that side of the screen over there, my boss was giving me crap about it as well at the same exact time. So, I'm just going to come on and we'll just see how it all looks. And not that it's doing me any favors, but
it'll be fine. It'll all work out. Speaking of it being fine, I had Jacob Morley on earlier from Packer Report, and we dove into the wide receivers and Jordan Love and all of that stuff. I want to dive into the offensive line, if you don't mind, with you, because the one thing that I saw on social media last night from people that are caring and worrying about the offensive line or paying more attention to it than I am while watching the game, one of the things pointed out was Aaron Banks looked better than maybe he had the previous couple of weeks. What did you take away from the game for Aaron Banks?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have been talking about this, but the Packers switched up their plan with Banks last week. He actually was a DMP on Friday. They used a veteran rest day on him, which they've been trying to figure out this right pattern to keep him fresh and to keep him going for game days. Obviously, he's played a lot of football at this point, so there is a part of me that kind of wonders in the back of my head if that potentially helped him out a little bit, just being as fresh as possible going into this thing. But my conversation this entire season as it relates to the offensive line is the Packers have a lot of talent there. It's, can you get all five of those guys, or at least most of those five, together out there at the same time? And I felt like this game, absent a couple snaps there with Zach Tom, they were able to do that. And seeing the chemistry that Banks has been able to develop now with Rashid Walker at the left side, and then also now with Sean Ryan taking over the center position, I see that as something that definitely has a chance to work its way up here in the second half. And don't forget, I mean, the Packers paid this guy for a reason. I mean, he's played a lot of football, a lot of good football for the San Francisco 49ers, and was slated to be that left guard. And now with an opportunity to hopefully be a little healthier, maybe that'll allow him to kind of fulfill his potential there.
We'll slide over one position to Sean Ryan, who gets forced into action at center. A position that, you know, probably he has played from time to time, but definitely not getting regular snaps at center. I think there were a couple of snaps that were off base a little bit for him. What did you make from Sean Ryan's performance?
I thought it was really encouraging, Sparky. I did. Now, certainly, as we just got done talking with Matt LaFleur, there was a couple snaps that they got to work on, a couple things they got to clean up. But, you know, Sean is a guy that until he got to basically the Senior Bowl, or it was the Combine, I'm trying to remember that, he hadn't really snapped at all. He was a three-year starting left tackle at UCLA, and he comes to the pros and he's kind of projected as an interior guy. But because they had Elgton Jenkins, because they had Zach Tom, and they had all this depth there, Lucas Patrick for a time, they didn't need a quote-unquote backup de facto number two center. Well, certainly this year he was thrust into that role, and I'll be honest with you, I felt like long-term that may end up being his best spot. I mean, this is a brick house of a human being. Yeah. You look at him and the way he's built.
He's got some nasty, too.
He does. He has an attitude to playing the position. And as Josh Jacobs was talking with us last week, I mean, he's a diligent note taker. He's a guy that immediately raises his hands in the meetings, usually has the right answer. And now he's in that communication role. So the Packers know Elgton Jenkins is not coming back anytime soon. He's not going to be there to save him. So for Sean Ryan to pick up this position and to build some momentum, I thought it was an encouraging first step.
And if we're being honest, that really didn't go as well as expected with Elgton Jenkins this year.
Well, and me personally, Sparky, I've been saying for years, I've always felt like Elton's best spot was left guard, and that's when he was playing right tackle. Yeah. That's when he was playing left tackle. Obviously, he did it at a high level in college at Mississippi State when he was playing center. And by and large, I think he was improving at that spot up until the time of his injury. The challenge for him was the first, what was it, 6 years, it was just spot duty. It was filling in for Corey Linsley when he had a knee injury for three games. It was backing up Josh Myers there. It wasn't something he'd done down in, down out, practice after practice. I felt like he was making progress there, but certainly that was a huge adjustment for him and now obviously and to some extent Sean Ryan.
So I'm with Wes Hockowitz, senior writer at Packers.com here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. All right, let's continue moving on over. I'm going to skip the problem area. We're going to go to right tackle. Is our guy Zach Tom the toughest human being on this football team? Because
yes.
I swear to God, I feel like he's been playing hurt for weeks. The one game he said, I don't even remember the second half, I'm in so much pain. And I lost my mind on the radio. I was like, why the hell is he out there? Like, if you're in that much pain, you should not be out there. You should be watching at this point. And here again, he goes out, he misses a few plays, and back in comes Zach Tom again. His pain threshold has got to be through the roof. Because most people, I don't feel like, are playing with what he's playing with.
No, I mean, look at Lane Johnson. No disrespect to Lane Johnson, but now he goes down with the Lisfranc in Philadelphia. It's a difficult position to play on the tackle side. And for Sean, or say with Zach Tom, what I love about him is he's such a business-oriented guy. He's not a guy that overly, you know, seeks out the media opportunities in the locker room. He has to do them. He understands that's a part of the gig. But he's a dude that would be just completely content with just doing his job. No notoriety whatsoever, and just performed to the best of his ability in support of his teammates. The Packers paid him this offseason. I feel like with him and his mentality, he's almost kind of gutting this out a little bit to an extent. I mean, even last week, he was questionable going into that game with the back, but he keeps on toughing it out. And you talked to a lot of these guys over the years when you think of the Josh Sittons, the TJ Langs, and even David Bakhtiari before that knee injury that kind of sidetracked his career. All those guys had those nicks, bruises, those bumps that they just kind of kept fighting through. Josh had an entire season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Where he dealt with a back injury, didn't practice a whole lot, was there on Sundays. Zach has those type of principles, and despite the fact he's been banged up, has still been their most consistent offensive lineman this season. I think you got to tip your hat to him and hope in the second half here that he can get some type of reprieve there to kind of aid him through this, because certainly the Packers need him.
Now, I realize you work for Packers.com, but I must ask about Jordan Morgan, because if we're just being completely forthright and honest, and anybody that has listened to me since that draft pick knows I was against the draft pick when they made it. I wanted a corner. I wanted them to move up for a corner. They didn't do that. I thought there were still corners there they could have taken. They didn't. And at that point, I said, look, if he ends up becoming a Pro Bowl left tackle, they made the right choice. No question. But if it's any other position, I don't care if he's a Pro Bowl guard or center, whatever, it's just not the same thing as potentially having a lockdown quarterback. I mean, look at Mitchell for the Eagles. I mean, that's a prime candidate, right? So now you're forcing him into this guard spot, which clearly he is not a guard. I think we've all learned this. How much longer are they going to allow this to go on before maybe you give an Anthony Belton a chance at this thing?
It's a great question. I don't think I'm as down on you per se with Jordan at that spot. I feel like with him having an opportunity to actually play one's position, I think long term that's going to benefit him. But I understand what you're saying.
Wes Hodd. If we don't know how this is going to play, but if Rashid Walker walks as a free agent, isn't he the left tackle then? So this really isn't even long term.
Yeah, and then that's the guy that obviously came in with Arizona and saying that, yeah, this is the position I'm most comfortable with. But at the same time, there is that spirit of, hey, trying to get your best five out there. And even though I'm with you on Anthony Belton, I think Belton has a real future with this team. I've been impressed with him on the small sample size we've seen. That's also a guy that was a tackle that is going to be converting now to an interior offensive lineman. So it's a challenge. But all that being said, I mean, this is a progression, and the Packers are trying to build this thing and have a five that they can lean on. What will Jordan Morgan's future be? What will it look like in 2026? Your guess is as good as mine, and maybe it is the left tackle spot or competing for it. But in the here and now, the Packers need him at that spot, because if you look at the way they're built now, especially after this Elgton Jenkins injury, the depth takes a hit there. You have Darian Kinnard that came in. Obviously, he's still kind of picking things up a little bit, trying to find his spot. You have Belton. Jacob Monk came back, but he still hasn't played a lot. They need Morgan at that right guard spot right now, and really never more than now than, you know, with Sean Ryan being at the center position.
I just cannot. You also said
you were going to skip over the right guard spot, and then you backtracked.
I came back for it. I was trying to keep it positive, knowing I had to get to it at some point. Wes Hockowitz joins us, senior writer over there at Packers.com. Follow him on X at Wes Hodd. I'll go to the defensive side of the ball. We did the postgame show last night, myself and Tommy Wirtz on the network here. And there was a lot of, well, now everybody knows how to beat the Packers. All you have to do is run the ball at this Packers defense, and you can beat them. I went back. I looked. There's been one guy that's run for over 100 yards against them. Last night, you had multiple guys in the teens running the football. One was under 3 yards a carry. The other was just over 4.5 to 5, 4.7, something like that, 5 yards a carry. Is it that simple? Is this Packers run defense the hole in this defense to how this is how people are going to attack this defense now?
Oh, goodness, no. I would disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Thank
I mean,
you.
We were talking with Micah Parsons after the game. Micah was pretty critical of it. He said they could have did a better job against the run, but he also acknowledged they ran the ball 38 times. And that's something that the Giants had really not even done all season, even when Cam Scadabo was actually healthy. So that was a little bit of a curveball. And I felt like outside of that one 17-yard gain that, you know, you looked at how that play kind of went with Tracy. He sort of pushed his way through it. They weren't able to get him to the ground. But it's not like they're opening up a lot of holes there that the Packers are having these big gash plays. Before I stepped in here, actually earlier today, I was looking through the Packers' yards per carry allowed. Last year they were third. This year they were third. Previously, the best that they'd been is 2009. They were second. But other than that, I think it was like 14th. There was a lot of years where in the 20s. Some of the Dom Capers years at the end. As much as we talk about rushing defense, and I'm guilty of this too, being a ranking based on the amount of yards you allow, it really does come down to how many yards you allow per carry. And the Giants threw a healthy dose at Green Bay. They stood up to it. I thought Micah Parsons played the run phenomenally well in this game. The Packers have built up a tolerance, I think, to explosive plays. And that's what Jeff Hafley is kind of building this defense around. Is there going to be times of it's not going to show up as well? Sure. Over the course of a long season, it's going to be that. But the Packers have their identity defensively, and it's making teams earn it. And that's not just a nice boilerplate name response. I mean, defenses, or I should say opposing offenses, are struggling to create explosive plays and get points off of it. I think that's something the Packers have been able to hang their hat on because of the run defense.
We have a poll question up on X right now at WI Sports Radio. Where's your biggest concern right now? Offensive line, cornerback, or kicker? As we sit here today, offensive line, corner, or kicker, we dove into the Keyshawn Nixon thing of last year, I'm CB1, I don't want to return kicks, yada, 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 at the end of last season on the way out for Keyshawn Nixon. I questioned it then, I still question it now. It looks like Carrington Valentine is the number one cornerback as we sit here today, especially versus how they're graded out. He definitely is. Is this a problem? Because Charlie brought it up earlier too, which is they have no depth right now as we sit past these first two guys.
Yeah, that's the challenge. They got to get Nate Hobbs back in this thing. And Hobbs was in a tough spot too, right? Because this is a guy that played mostly in the slot, that nickel star position. That was really where he was his home base in Vegas, and he was kind of projecting outside a little bit more in Green Bay. They have a lot of versatility amongst those top six defensive backs, if you count, you know, Javon Bullard and Evan Williams into that equation. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, you're looking at a lot of unproven depth behind them, and that was one of the sort of the areas that I think a lot of people looked at going into the season. That being said, maybe I'm in the minority here, but I think Keyshawn Nixon has played exceptionally well this year, and he fits exactly the way that Jeff Hafley wants to play defense. He is a sure, willing, and physical tackler. That's something that for many years the Packers didn't have on the perimeter. This guy packs a punch, in addition to the fact that he's competing out there. I mean, he's tied for the most with passes defensed in the league this year with 14. He's still looking for that interception. I think that's probably the one area everyone's looking for him to pull one of those down. But I've really been high on Keyshawn since he got here. I think this guy, at every challenge he's been given, from the very beginning, even with the kickoff returns, he's met that challenge and he's excelled at it. So for the Packers, with all these injuries they've dealt with the last few years, whether it was Eric Stokes or Jair Alexander, Keyshawn was always the guy that they turned back to. And having a guy that you can count on for 800 snaps a year at that position, you really can't oversell that. So certainly there's question marks. Certainly there's going to be things in the second half that Green Bay is going to have to do better in the secondary. But having Nixon there amidst all these injuries, amidst all these different things, I think has been actually a cornerstone and really a strength for what Packers have done with their pass defense.
He is Wes Hodkowitz, Packers senior writer, Packers.com, on X at Wes Hod, where you watched us live stream this bad boy, and on YouTube. His hair never moved. It stayed in place. Nicely done, Wes Hod. I appreciate you, my friend, and we'll talk down the line, buddy. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.